Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you. 97.5 The Fanatic. Teaming up with D-Line for the 9 o'clock hour. It's you and me hanging out together until midnight. Tyler Zuli is producing, staying strong as well. The Sixers draft happened last night, right? It did. It's not a... it wasn't a dream, pleasant or otherwise, right? We watched the whole thing play out, and it was fascinating to see the approach that the Sixers took, right? Because it's clear that starting with the 11th pick in the draft, when Cam Johnson comes off the board, that's where things were going to start to get a little bit kooky. For reference, people had looked at Cam Johnson as a potential Sixers target, staying pat at pick number 24. And as I was discussing with D, well, I talked about it last night, how I am one of the Pac-12 after dark people. Love to stay up and watch college hoops on the West Coast, so had some kind of an idea who Matisse Thybulle was. And now, of course, looking at the fact that he's now a Philadelphia 76er, overall pleased. Overall happy with the fact that Thybulle brings a skill set to the table that the Sixers were desperately lacking, and one that we saw at the forefront of Toronto's run to the NBA championship. We see it all the time in the NBA that a defensive stopper is not enough. You need to have more. You need to have multiple players who can defend really well, right? Toronto has Kawhi Leonard, probably the best on-ball defender in the NBA, one of the best off-ball defenders in the NBA. Danny Green, who, while he's on the tail end of his career, also elite-level defender. Right? You look at Golden State. Golden State has Klay Thompson, who everybody talks about as one of the best two-way players in the NBA. And, of course, Draymond Green, who provides all kinds of issues for teams defensively. And also Andre Iguodala, another one of those key deployments in terms of wing defenders. You just look at all of the teams that have had success over the course of the last 6 or 7 years in the modern NBA. If you don't defend, you can't win. Enter Matisse Thybulle. Thybulle, the best defender in the draft from a guard perspective and a wing perspective, will be able to help out with that skill right away. I'm not worried about zone. You saw him play man for 2 years. Saw him play zone for 2 years. That just tells me that he's intelligent, that he's versatile, that he'll be able to pick up whatever you need to lay out there for him in his rookie year. He'll be a quick study and a fast learner. I think the issue that I have, and I talked about this a little bit during the 9 o'clock hour with D, is that I'm not sure that the path was 100% the right path. I don't presume to know Danny Ainge in his mind and the way that his mind works. But think about this. Think about the Brian Colangelo trade up for Markel Fultz when people were talking about Jason Tatum and how Ainge was never going to take Fultz. And if there was any inkling the Sixers were going to take Tatum, then the deal never happens. Danny Ainge snuffs that out, right? I learned something from that. I learned that if Danny Ainge likes a player, Danny Ainge will not trade out of a spot and give somebody else that player. Now, granted, you gave up a significant amount to Boston to get up to the number one overall selection, so it's possible that the pot sweetener was just too much for Ainge to resist. I'm not sure about that. What I am sure of is what we know, that Jason Tatum seems to have been their target, and that was the way that things were going to go. They just took the temperature and read the temperature really well. Which brings us, of course, to the NBA draft last night and the way that the draft played out. And as a reminder, things started going crazy after number 11, and there was all kinds of moving and shaking and all kinds of craziness going on with the draft. But Thybulle, I know Dee and I had talked about as one of the best fits for the Sixers very early on in this process. You get to number 19, and Luka Samancic from Slovenia comes off the board. And then you get to pick number 20. Now, as a reminder, you've got Boston at 20, Oklahoma City at 21, Boston at 22, Utah at 23. Those were the four picks that you had to survive in order to land Matisse Thybulle. And we'll hear from Elton Brand himself the rationale, why it was necessary to trade up in order to get Matisse. This is what he said.
There's actually some players we were looking at. You know, Matisse was the one that I felt we had to go get once a lot of the others went off the board. It's like, okay, we need to move up and get this because, you know, he's that talented and that he fits a need that we need to fill. So that's why we had to fill it.
So that's more praise for the player, and rightly so. He's a great player. Like I said, I have no problem with the fit. I have no problem with what he's going to bring to the table. But think about this. Think about the players that went in between number 20 and number 24, which would have been the Sixers pick, right? You've got Brandon Clark, who was a very highly rated player and who was on a significant slide, selected by Oklahoma City. Clark was rated ahead of Thybulle on a large number of big boards. I don't think the Sixers were really paying attention to a big board because, truth be told, the Sixers are not trying to fill out a starting five. They're trying to get specialists. They're trying to get people to fit their stuff, right? So a lot of people, and who knows, pre-draft experts are not right 100% of the time. Brandon Clark was a guy that Oklahoma City took. Why is that relevant? Oklahoma City didn't want to make the pick. Oklahoma City was trying to get rid of 21 all night, and it was pretty rare that you were able to find a trade that somebody would want it, right? The thought is that they didn't want that pick to begin with. So, they work, you know, a trade, try to make it happen. And obviously, by the way, all of this is under the shroud of the fact that the NBA draft was borderline unwatchable last night because of the fact that you've got teams that aren't picking these players actually doing the drafting and having them put on the hat and doing the song and dance and everything else, right? So Oklahoma City does the tradesy. They trade back to number 23. And the pick was traded to Memphis. Like I said, they bailed. Darius Bazley ends up being the person that they get at 23. Brandon Clark, Darius Bazley. Those are two guys who are power forwards. With Boston's two selections that they end up taking, Grant Williams and Ty Jerome. Williams, the small forward from Tennessee, but with a completely different skill set relative to what Matisse Thybulle is, right? He's a guy who is just totally yoked. He's 240 pounds. Like, if you're in the Grant Williams business, you're probably not in the Matisse Thybulle business at that point. And Ty Jerome also could not be very much more different than Matisse Thybulle. What's all this mean? It means that I fear that the Sixers gave up their best second-round pick. Because people just say, oh, it's a second-round pick. They gave up their best second-round pick for a guy that they could have had at 24 anyway. Because if Thybulle is not rated as highly in terms of his overall game to these other guys, and he's more valuable to the Sixers than anyone else, that's a dangerous little recipe for you getting played, isn't it? And look, like I said it with D, I said it last night, I said it again today. I am not one of those the Sixers fans who's lighting couches on fire outside, saying the whole draft season plan is blown, you got screwed by Danny Ainge again, and the Sixers are never going to win a championship. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when it happened, I thought, I'm not sure that this is the move that needed to be made. Now, the player, there's not a whole lot to dislike about the player or the fit. As Elton Brand lays out why Matisse Thybulle was so important for the Sixers in particular relative to the rest of the NBA and why it was so important to get him. Elton Brand talked about this and laid it out why the competition that you're facing in the Eastern Conference is at a certain level. This is what he said.
As I've been saying all along, we have championship aspirations. So a player that can come in right now, help us play defense. We know the wings we're going to face in the East this year. So to get the best defensive wing, you know, he shot 35% overall from three. And, you know, he could play. He can play. So we needed him. We need that kind of toughness. We need that type of culture. We need that piece that can step in right now.
And that's exactly who they went and got. In Matisse Thybulle. But then that brings up, and this is what I don't enjoy, because the conversation leading into this draft, by the way, is should the Sixers take Carson Edwards at number 24? And sometimes when you have a situation like the Sixers do, where you identify a player in Matisse Thybulle that you really, really want, you really need, they were able to do that. They were able to identify him and secure him, but the cost was 33. Now you're the Sixers. You have 33, 34, 42, 54. That's what you have in the second round. You're telling me to move up those four spots. You had to give up your most valuable second round pick. I've got to tell you the truth. I'm not crying crocodile tears over Bruno Fernando. Like the fact that you traded out of that spot too, no problem. But the problem is that it was reactionary to not having the guy that you wanted available at 34 because he was selected at 33 with the pick that you gave up to get up to 20. Look, in the grand scheme of things, maybe this all works out. Said it before that I like Thybulle, I'll continue to say that. And that the draft isn't the only part of Elton Brand's off-season team-building strategy. There's still free agency. There's still a long time. You look at summer league guys and you look at people that aren't going to make other teams. And there's still time for the Sixers to fill out a bench, to fill out a championship-level roster. You can't tell me that a second-round pick doesn't matter because the Sixers had four of them. They got them for reasons. They wanted them. Also, the reason that I know that the Sixers wanted Carson Edwards is because what happened immediately afterwards, when they think that he's going to be there at 34, he's not. He's there at 33. So they immediately trade back and immediately bail and immediately try to buy some time and try to figure out if they're going to make another selection in the second round, which they end up doing. They end up getting a player that they're going to keep in Mario Šajok. They take him at 54. That's why I said it earlier tonight that despite the fact that I do like Matisse Thybulle, I am not happy with the way that the draft played out. Without saying that it's going to sink the Sixers, I expected more from this draft. We were talking about how valuable these second round picks are at 33 and 34. The Jahlil Okafor trade, which you traded the 31st pick in the draft, you wouldn't have even had to worry about Boston. If you're going to move up, which I'm not sure that you have to, fine. You have to give up your primo pick. You can't at least put Boston at 34 so that they can't get in front of you. I didn't love it. I did not love it last night. Now, look, here's the God's honest truth. If Matisse Thybulle turns into Bruce Bowen or Rajah Bell on a Sixers championship team, then who actually cares? As long as you secured the guy's services and as long as you got the player that you absolutely wanted, who actually cares? Would you like to pick up some additional second rounders? Yeah, of course you would. Would you like to find some of those gems? Yeah, you would. But as long as you get your guy, it doesn't really matter. I get that too. The problem that I have is when people are like, oh, do you know what the success rate of second rounders are? Do you know how hard it is to get a contributor in the second round? I do. I know how hard it is to get a contributor in the second round. But I do know that when you have 33 and 34, you probably have a better chance than the average bear who has 47 or has 54 or 60. You're talking about fringe first rounders at that point. And Draymond Green picked right in that same range. Look, is it a disaster? It's not. It's not a disaster. There was a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth yesterday. It's not a jump off of a building debacle. It's really not. But you're not out of line if you feel like, hey, I expected more out of this draft. I expected more than what I got. Especially considering all the work that the Sixers have to do. Now, it's important during all of this to keep in mind who the Sixers consider themselves to be at this point. They have championship aspirations, says Elton Brand. They need older, veteran, more experienced players to come in and play meaningful minutes. Understood. Agreed. No argument. But the flip side of that, of course, is that you're also kind of building for the future. We hope that Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler will be back. Maybe Elton Brand has assurances that those guys will be back, for all we know. That's why the wait-and-see approach is going to have to be necessary. But gut reaction? Shooting straight from the hip? I was not a huge fan of the way that things played out last night. And the fact that it was Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics in particular made the bitter taste in my mouth just a little bit worse than it normally would have been if, say, it happened with Indiana or Miami. What did you think of the way that things played out last night? Now that you've had time to think, now that you've had time to reflect, and of course to listen to the Fanatic all day and hear from Elton Brand and to hear from Thybulle himself, where are you right now? 610-632-0975. We have wide open phone lines for you right now, so you can hop in without a wait. If you can't call in, you can reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torty, at 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, the problem that I have with, because I do think that everything's a game. I think that everything's a game and everything counts. There's no such thing as like just a practice test or a practice quiz when you're in the NBA. So people can point, and like I said, it doesn't matter if you end up getting Thybulle and Thybulle's a borderline Hall of Famer or whatever, as long as you got that guy. But I will always come back with, yeah, but you could have gotten Thybulle and this other stuff. Or, yeah, you could have gotten Thybulle and not had to have given up this other thing. I mean, these guys, this is the NBA. You know, you're not trying to do the bare minimum in order to win. And I'm not saying that Elton Brand is. In fact, I would say quite the opposite. You think about Elton Brand and the way that he has conducted himself as the GM of the Sixers. He takes over after Brett Brown was the interim GM / head coach. And it was a little bit dicey, the reception drafting Mikal Bridges, trading him for Zaire Smith and picking up that pick. Right? The reception was a little dicey. Elton Brand comes in, takes inventory of the roster, looks at the team that he has and the resources available, and then says, okay, I know what we need to do. Goes out, trades Dario Saric and Robert Covington for Jimmy Butler. Then comes back and trades for Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic and Mike Scott. And he gave up Landry Shamet and the pick and etc. He's building the team in his own image. He's building a team that he believes can compete for an NBA title, which, after all, is what this is all about, right? I have to think that based on the reception that he got after those moves, even the Landry Shamet inclusion in the trade, I think a lot of people would be able to tell you that the reception to Elton Brand was through the roof positive based on the way that things played out, right? It would be natural, I think, to be a little bit flying high going into that draft and thinking that literally you can't miss. I'm not saying that Elton Brand has hubris or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that sometimes when things keep going your way and your moves work out, it's easy to just think that every shot that you're going to throw up is it. You're in the zone. He's a pro basketball player. He's been in the zone before. So you see the trade-up opportunity for Matisse Thybulle, and you do it. You have to commend the guy at least for identifying, hey, this is a guy that I have to have. There's a list of four or five guys that I have to have. Maybe he was the last one, and there was no way that you were going to leave this draft without one of those five guys. I think of Chip Kelly. I think of Chip Kelly in the Odell Beckham Jr., Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, Brandon Cooks draft, when Chip Kelly had a draft board that was three names long and was shocked when somebody leapfrogged the Eagles to take the last player on the draft board. You bail out and you end up with Marcus Smith. I'm glad that that didn't happen. But I do wonder ultimately what the cost is of ensuring that that did not happen. Your phone number to climb aboard right now is 610-632-0975. We'll get to your tweets as well. The Twitter reaction is coming in. It is the Joe Torti Show. Tyler Zuli is producing, hanging out together until midnight, so keep it locked right here. By the way, we will have more Elton Brand sound. We will also share with you Matisse Thybulle's thoughts on being drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers and more. And, of course, there's also a little bit of free agent news, meetings-wise, that you might be interested in. That the Sixers are linked to a high-level free agent. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up this spring at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar of events. On Saturday, June 22nd, come out for Creekside's Breast Cancer Benefit. It'll be a great night full of fun for a great cause, with raffles, a 50-50, giveaways, and more. Don't forget, if you're having a guy's night out, Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar featuring the top brands of liquor, domestic, imported, and specialty bottled beers, with VIP bottle service always available. Starting this month, you can start your night off right and come down to Creekside Cabaret's brand new extended happier hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday for great fun and great drink specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Philadelphia. Welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Huh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings, like federal and military discounts from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Get rewarded for saving money with Walmart Family Mobile. Pick up any unlimited plan and a phone price at $49 or more, and you'll get a $50 Walmart e-gift card. That's right, $50. Plus a whole lot of savings with Walmart's lowest price unlimited plans, powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network. Stop by and save. Only at Walmart. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. See terms and conditions at myfamilymobile.com.
If you like piña coladas, get
spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like piña coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey, man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, I just need to turn it off and on.
It's no problem. It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at geico.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's greater than finding a gas station in the middle of nowhere? Knowing that less trips to the pump means less creepy encounters, thanks to your all-new 2020 Corolla Hybrid. The first-ever Corolla Hybrid with up to 53 city EPA estimated MPG is a game-changer. With standard features like sport mode, honeycomb mesh grille, and an 8-inch touchscreen display, it's more than just another hybrid. The Toyota Corolla Hybrid is sleek, fun to drive, and greater than ever. 2020 Corolla Hybrid EPA 53 city, 52 highway, 52 combined MPG estimates. Actual mileage will vary.
Sports Talk for Jenkintown and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Joe Thordy Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Phillies lost to the Marlins 2-1 on Chase Utley night and on a night where Aaron Nola went 8 innings. So other than that, how are things going in Philadelphia? Man, oh man. This baseball team is struggling right now. We'll get into that in just a little while here, too. Now, Stu tweets in, before we get to Uriah on the phone, Danny Ainge just, like, messing with the Sixers. Ainge was never picking Fultz, and they weren't picking Thybulle either. If they wanted those guys, they would have kept both picks. That's kind of what I'm wondering about, is who were you really competing against for Thybulle? Because the picks that kind of went, the Celtics took Grant Williams and Ty Jerome. Neither of those guys really Thybulle-type guys. Oklahoma City trades out of the pick. You know, they got Baisley at 23. I don't know. To give up 33, I guess that's my problem, right? Is if you give up 34, clearly they weren't married to it anyway. if you did want Carson Edwards, which becomes clear considering the fact that as soon as Carson Edwards goes 33, the Sixers trade 34, it's hard to not look at this like it's a blunder. Oh, your eye dropped off. So that means it's time for more tweets. This is from Gregory Harrison. If you're 100% that he's your guy and you're committed to getting him, screw everyone else and go get him. If he's the perfect fit, do what you got to do. True. Like I said, I think that if you come out with the player that you had to have, period, then there's no problem. But when you look at value and you look at moving on the board and stuff like that, you just have to decide how important that is to you. And that's the question that I have. Uriah in Morrisville is actually back with us. What's going on, Uriah?
What's up, Joe? I got cut off there, buddy. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Welcome back.
Yeah, the draft I was watching last night, I got a little confused about what was going on with the picks and the trading with Boston. And as soon as I saw Boston was involved, I got a little nervous.
Uh-huh.
Last time we did a deal with the Devil, Danny Ainge, and we had a guy from Washington, it didn't turn out too well. So we got this guy who's sitting there crying, and they have this profile on him. His mom died, and I feel bad for him, but I don't know. I'm just not really impressed. What do you think about this guy?
Well, I like the guy. Like, that's not my problem at all, Uriah, especially considering the fact that the Sixers needed a perimeter stopper. It was so apparent last year that they didn't really have one. And now you're talking about, with Thybul, you're talking about a defensive lineup with him, Zaire Smith, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler. Like, that's a pretty good defensive lineup. My problem is what you were talking about. Was the trade necessary? And if it was, did you have to give up 33 instead of 34 and have Boston take a guy that it seems the Sixers were interested in?
Well, it's funny we were talking about Boston because from what I've been hearing, reports are that Al Horford might be available. Mm-hmm. My question to you is, I really feel that Jimmy is going to stay. I just have a feeling that this city fits him, and I think the money is just too hard to walk away. But I saw that Tobias, he was interviewed with Josh Hart on some random show, and Tobias just seems, what he said was that the style that fits him is more up-tempo, which I don't know if it's the Sixers. So I think Tobias is going to walk. So my question to you is, if Tobias does walk, could that be a blessing in disguise where we could pick up Horford, or would you rather have Tobias?
Well, so here's the thing. Al Horford reportedly now has a four-year offer for $112 million for another team. So, like, I don't think that I want to be involved with Horford for those years or that money.
Okay. So, no, but who do you think would you rather have? Forget money, just who do you think is a better fit, Tobias or Horford?
Well, I think probably, Uriah, thanks for the phone call, probably Horford, if you throw everything out, but it's the NBA. It's hard to throw everything out because you got Horford for 4 years. He's 37 at the end of that contract. You know, I don't know. I don't think that that's it. Now, am I in for 4 years, $112 million? Probably not. That's a significant. Plus, I don't think the Sixers would be involved in that either. I'd have to know what their plan would be. It doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence that, say, a Joel Embiid is going to be available and ready to go and healthy for a significant number of games. I don't think that's going to happen. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. 76ers One tweets in, this Danny Ainge being a genius thing is so tired. He's so brilliant that he couldn't see that adding Hayward and Irving would disrupt the team. Built a rep off of having his buddy do him a solid in the Garnett deal. What's he won since? He and Stevens are overrated. I'm not trying to say that he's a genius. I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm trying to say that I think that he probably won this deal because I don't get the impression that he was taking Matisse Thybul. And there were four picks in between where Thybul went and where the Sixers were, 20, 21, 22, 23. And the Celtics had two of those. Right? And so now you've got Oklahoma City, who didn't seem like they wanted Thybul or anyone. They traded out. and Utah. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying I like the player. I don't know if the Sixers needed to do what they did. It's not let's all worship at the altar of the great Danny Ainge. It's that I don't like this deal. And if Thibault ends up being a key contributor to a Sixers championship team and he's shutting down wings all over the place and he's their secret weapon, then of course, who cares? Who cares about second round picks in the grand scheme? But from a team building perspective, then why even take him on? Why even get 33 and 34 and talk about how big those picks are, right? That's all. It's not about the player. This deal screamed to me like it wasn't necessarily the perfect reading of the room. Now, Elton Brand's a first-year GM. Should he be an expert at reading the room and manipulating everybody like it's the movie draft day with Kevin Costner? No. That'll come with experience and it'll come with time. That's what I'm worried about, though. I'm worried that last night, despite getting the guy that you wanted to have, which is fine, that you didn't need to give up what you did in order to land him. TC in Doylestown's next on 97.5 The Fanatic. TC, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, what's going on?
I'm just getting frustrated with the Phillies. It was the bottom of the seventh. You know, they're down one run. Two outs. Cesar Hernandez, it's a ground ball. And just barely gets safe. And you got Gene Segura on second. He should have scored, but he's walking from second to third thinking that Cesar is going to be out. And this is now the third time I've seen this. I just don't know, as a manager, how this isn't fixed yet. And I'm starting to lose confidence in Gabe. You know,
well, TC, you said that you're starting to lose your patience with the Phillies. I mean, you're a saint. If you haven't lost patience already, if you're starting right now, I don't know what's been going on for the last, like, 3 weeks here, man, because I've been way off my rocker.
I know. They're not even going to make the playoffs probably this year if they keep this up. But it's just, you finally get a pitching gem from Aaron Nola,
yep.
But then you decide to move Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins into the 1-2 spot. So you get no. I just don't understand what the thinking is there.
Well, TC, I'm right there with you. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. The problem is, it's hard for me. This is going to sound like a defensive Gabe. I really don't mean it to, because when you get a pitching performance like that from Nola against the Marlins, you've got to win the game. It's hard for me when the team has been floundering the way that they have and just been brutal. It's hard for me to point to why are you tinkering with the lineup as like that's the biggest thing and the biggest problem that's going on. By the way, not a huge fan of having Harper and Hoskins hitting 1-2. Just putting that out there, not a big fan. But when the team's been playing the way that they are, at some point, literally, I've seen managers throw all the names in a hat, and they're like, all right, this is the order, and this is what we're doing today. I'm not saying that the Phillies are at that point. I'm saying that they are not far away from that point, because nothing that they are doing is working. Everything that they're touching is really, really rough right now. The problem is that this is one, if you're going down the schedule and you're saying, oh, well, if I guarantee you that Aaron Nola is going to have an 8-inning, 2-run start against the Marlins. You're putting that one in the win column. The power outage has just been shocking. We knew that the pitching was going to be a work in progress and a struggle, and we anticipated there would be additions based on not only the health of the bullpen and everything else, but the quality of the starters, and we thought about the people who'd be available and everything else. Phillies might need a little bit more work than we initially thought here, because they're really, really having a tough time in the recent going. Tough Friday. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard. You can reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli is on Twitter as well, producing the show. Catch up with him at Tyler Zuli, Zulli. Joe Torti Show, hanging out until midnight. By the way, before we go, I wanted to pay off what we said. Matisse Thybulle talking about what it's like to be drafted by Philadelphia and what his emotions are as he is headed to the 76ers.
Philly, can't wait to see everyone ready to get out there and get to work.
There you go. He's pumped up, fired up, and ready to go. It seems like Elton Brand's happy to have him, too. It is the Joe Torti Show. Wide open phone lines. Line up now if you want to react. Of course, with the Phillies loss, we're continuing to talk about the Sixers draft and the way that things played out for them as well. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
I hate to be the one to break this to you guys, but there comes a time in a man's life, if you're not prepared, you'll hear the most devastating phrase a man can hear in the bedroom from his partner. And that's, oh, don't worry about it. It happens to everyone. When and if that happens to you, two questions should pop into your head. One, how the hell do you know what other men are dealing with? And two, how can I make sure this doesn't happen again? If this is where you are, or you want to avoid this altogether, check out BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers the first chewable performance enhancer for men that can make you last longer and go extra rounds in the bedroom. BlueChew.com chewables have the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And since they're chewable, they can work up to twice as fast as the old school pills. All you have to do is go to BlueChew.com and connect with a BlueChew affiliated physician. And if you qualify, they'll get you prescribed online quickly. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use a promo code 975. You just have to pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 975. Chew it and do it.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Get set for summer at Macy's One Day Sale. With deals of the day priced so low, you don't need a coupon. Like bright, bold suit separates for her, 30% off. You'll love our fine jewelry collection with 40 to 70% savings. Take 50 to 60% off a new men's suit, dress shirt, shoes, and more. Get a reversible comforter set at our lowest price, $17.99. And save 20% plus an extra 15% on small appliances. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale price, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
What's greater than karaoke night at your favorite spot? Hey! Asking Alexa to play your favorite karaoke song on the available JBL premium audio system in the all-new 2020 Corolla. The all-new Toyota Corolla comes with available JBL premium audio to play the soundtrack to your drive. With greater technology like Alexa, the redesigned Toyota Corolla is greater than ever. JBL is a registered trademark of Harman International Industries Incorporated. Amazon, Alexa, and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local AAA store today or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more.
If you like pina coladas, get wild.
Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand, so you can get back to getting caught in the rain. The quicker picker up.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Philly Sports. We're born into it. 975 The Fanatic.
Plenty of Sixers draft talk to get to here on the Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic, Tyler Zulli producing, hanging out together until midnight. Can hop aboard right now, 610-632-0975. But free agent news, because free agency is right around the corner, obviously. We've all been keeping our eyes on Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, and for good reason. It's 40% of your starting lineup. So you've got to worry about these guys. You've got to think, okay, are you going to be able to retain these guys? Are you going to be able to make it work with these four, or are you going in another direction? There's another direction that I don't know that a lot of people anticipated. That I'm not saying that it's likely, but it seems that there is a possibility. Adrian Wojnarowski does have more on this. Tyler, do we have that cut from Woj? All right, so this is what he said about a big-time free agent and the Sixers.
Kawhi Leonard, when he went to Toronto after the trade from San Antonio, really looked at it as just a one-year way station, but the Clippers and Raptors are certainly at the front of the line for him. I'm told that Leonard may very well take visits in free agency, meetings at least, with the Knicks, the 76ers, possibly even the Nets, in addition to the Clippers.
Woj, take it easy, bro. We're not ready for this. Kawhi Leonard, a meeting. Here's the truth. It's pretty rare that you get a redo, and I'm not sure that you'll get a redo. I thought the Sixers should have been in on Kawhi Leonard at the trade deadline last year. You have the chance to undo that situation. I don't care what you have to blow up. People are like, oh, you'll lose your core, you'll lose your core. I like a core of Ben Simmons, Kawhi Leonard, and Joel Embiid more than I like it with the additional player, and you have Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. You get Kawhi Leonard and those three, and then you figure out the rest. It's just a meeting. There's a lot of teams obviously invested in Kawhi Leonard, and my anticipation is that he stays in Toronto. But if the Sixers get a meeting and they're able to convey that into a contract, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Backflips, probably. Maurice in Upper Darby's next on 97.5. What's up, Maurice?
Joe, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
I'm great, man.
Good.
Speak on the draft. See, something that's alarming to me, and I think people are downplaying, is the fact that Danny Ainge, for the last 2-3 years, has really been making his bacon off of this organization. So the 13th pick last night, that was because of the Markel Fultz trade, correct?
Which pick was that?
13. I was either 13 or 14.
It was 14, yes.
Right. So that became, that was their pick they got off of the, you know,
yes.
It's not hindsight. It was a bad trade. Markel Fultz, as the smoke has cleared and we see that was a bad trade. Now you go back to him and you give him that 33rd pick, which I would have hoped that he would have got the 34th pick. But again, my only issue is this. This is the reason why you have people like Hanky Ikes. Hanky never lost a trade. You know, people want to, you know, say what they say about Hanky. He never lost a trade. He got back your 2017 first round pick from Orlando that you threw away for Andrew Bynum when he held Orlando hostage with Alfred Payton. He fleeced Vlade Divac, you know, for the Nick Stauskas trade or whatever.
Yep.
And he valued every pick. So my issue with the kid from Washington is this. What was he that much better than anybody that you could have got at 24? I don't think so. And another thing that kind of bothers me, I understand that he's a defensive specialist. But in today's NBA, you have to make an impact on a team, you have to be at least a 2-3. You cannot be an offensive illiterate and just blade defense. Bruce Bowen in today's NBA would not be as valuable as he was back then, because you have to have some type of offensive skills and you have to be a good two-way player. Like, if he's Andre Iguodala, that's good value at 20. But if he's just, you know, a defensive stopper, and how much time is he actually going to get if you plan on bringing Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler? He's going to be behind those guys. And what does that say about Zaire Smith? I mean, don't they play the same position? Aren't they both wing?
Right. Well, and Maurice, to your point, Zaire Smith is being asked to kind of transition from playing a power forward role in college. So I would say that at this point, and we were talking about this, Dee and I were earlier, that you'd have to say that Thybulle's actually ahead of Zaire Smith at this point in the rotation. He's probably the first guy off the bench at this point, at worst.
Right. And this is another thing. You cannot, the last three drafts we've had, if this is the third one that you completely swung and missed, it's going to be like, you know, a punch to the gut. I mean, you had the number one overall pick that amounted to a half a year of Jonathan Simmons. Zaire Smith, we don't know. The jury's still out on him, so I'm going to give him this year. I'm going to give the guy that we drafted last night a chance to flourish. But, again, after Hinkie, you basically swung and missed. And you cannot consistently have draft after draft after draft. Even at Tobias, all right, the Tobias Harris trade, you gave away the one asset that you sold us on a reason you didn't take Mikal Bridges last year because you needed the 220. All right, so you gave that away. The one player that you drafted that had he's a decent player. What's his name? Shaman. Shaman was a decent player.
Yep, he was.
We lucked up and got him. But you gave him way to. We're almost forced to either have to sign Tobias Harris or drastically upgrade, or like a Kawhi Leonard to replace him. You're actually forced to have to do that right now, because if he walks and you have nothing to show for that, that's going to look so bad on this organization.
Well, it is, Maurice. Thanks for the phone call. But thanks. The problem is, thanks to that trade being what it was with Landry Shamet and the pick and everything like that, people are like, oh, you've got to re-sign Tobias Harris. And that's only true if Tobias Harris is a championship piece for you moving forward. If he's not, then you don't want to make the mistake of what turns out to be a trade that shouldn't have happened, and then a re-signing that should happen, or that shouldn't have happened, right? Like, you don't want to make two mistakes when you could only make one mistake. So I'm not really worried about, oh, you have to sign him because of how it'll reflect on the organization after the trade. It's, do you want the guy or do you not want the guy? So, I mean, that's the only question that matters at this point to me. Now, Brian, since Sam Hinkie, they also drafted Ben Simmons. They also drafted some of these other guys that you'd look at and say, all right, they're useful pieces. You bring in J.J. Redick in free agency, the first free agent that the Sixers signed, period, who had any kind of value whatsoever. I mean, say what you want about the fact that the Sixers season ended the way that it did. There is no way that the Sixers situation was worse after the Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris trades overall. When you look at the bench, when you look at all of the contributors, when you look at starting five, you can't say it was worse. So that's why, like, yeah, they didn't win the championship this year. But it's hard for me to, like, blow this up large and say, okay, this is why they're never going to win, and this is why every decision that they make is terrible. That's not true either. I can be dissatisfied with the way that the draft went and not be totally out on the team as a whole and say that there's no way that they're going to be able to get anything together in time to be a championship contender in their actual time frame that they've laid out, which is in the next 2 or 3 years at the latest. And if Elton Brand's to be believed, it's a lot sooner than that, actually. 610-632-0975. If you're on the line, sit tight. We've got an extended commercial-free segment next, so you get your full opportunity to weigh in on the Sixers draft, free agency, the Phillies lose on Chase Utley Day behind a gem from Aaron Nola, plus the Philadelphia Flyers draft. Can take your reaction there, as well as the NHL draft rolls on. Joe Torty Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Look what Gary Barbera is doing in June.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners.
The Big B.
Gary Barbera's
Fanatic Jeep Celebration Event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
$16,990
or $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Big Bad Bodacious Durango.
Boom.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Exclusively for Fanatic listeners,
as low as $16,990
or as little as $149 a month.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
For details and instant auto credit, go to GaryBarbera.com.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello?
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
A day the Gary Barbera way.
$16,990 or $149 a month.
Barbera.
And drive, because Barbera cares.
You'll do it right to make your home look its best, indoors and out. Lowe's does it right, too, because we're the only national home center that carries Purdy paintbrushes and rollers, the number one brand preferred by pros. So if it's good enough for pro jobs, you can be sure it can take on yours. For your outdoors, update your patio furniture and save big with up to 25% off patio clearance items. Whatever your next project, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. U.S. only.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Sam Adams, with a word for you. Reinheitsgebot, the German beer purity law, the gold standard. Corn syrup, corn grits, rice, and other adjuncts for mass production are all verboten, but not Sam Adams Boston Lager. Made with only three ingredients, malt, hops, and water. Nothing wrong with adjuncts in beer. It's cheaper and more efficient. Remember, all beer is good, but some beer is better. Reinheitsgebot, Sam Adams Boston Lager.
The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save the flavor responsibly.
If you like pina coladas, get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Get set for summer at Macy's One Day Sale. With deals of the day priced so low, you don't need a coupon. Like designer sandals. So many styles, 30 to 50% off. The cutest kids and baby look are 60% off. Save 70% on sterling silver jewelry. Prep for the perfect vacay. With Springfield 5-piece luggage set, $69.99. And check out this online only deal. Colorful swimwear for everyone is 50% off. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale price, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
You could win free fuel for a year in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway. Fuel Rewards members are automatically entered every time they purchase 8 gallons or more. And if you choose new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, you get 4 entries. So, it's time to fill up for a chance to win. Not a member? To join, download the app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. No purchase necessary. Motion ends 9/1/19. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Brandon.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Seems everyone's into escape rooms, where it's supposedly fun to solve clues or do math problems to get out. Personally, I'd rather just open the door and leave. Luckily, Motel 6 offers a less complicated room to escape to, whether across the country or just across town. And the only math you have to do is to see how much money you saved. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and you've got 20 minutes to figure out how to leave the light on. Just kidding.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
All right, Tyler, before we get back to the phones, I'm going to have you crack the mic just really quickly. Won't ask you to exert too much. It is the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, tonight at Chase Utley Night at the Phillies, obviously Citizens Bank Park, the game against the Marlins. It seems like everything fun happened before the game because the game itself, not very fun to watch offensively. Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know the Mac and Chase Utley, like Mac wants to have a catch with Chase Utley. That's his like big dream. They made that happen before the game tonight with Rob McElhinney and Chase Utley playing catch. Cool or corny?
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit of both. Corny, right, but also funny because of who it is and Utley being a good sport about it. So funny. A little bit corny, too.
Okay. Just checking. Wanted to get the temperature on it because I know that there's a lot of people going both ways. Cisco and Bluebell's next on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's going on, Cisco?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Doing great. Thank you.
I want to shift. I want to stay with the Sixers, but I want to shift to free agency.
Okay.
This is the way I'm going to approach it. I'm going to sign Butler, but I'm not going to sign Harris.
Okay.
Because I think Harris, from what I'm hearing, he wants a max contract. Isn't it around $188 million for 4 years?
Yep.
Okay. That averages out to $47 million a year. Why not sign someone who can play ball, play defense at a lesser amount and fill out your bench and your starting lineup? And I got a couple players, Marcus Morris, Terrence Ross, and we also can bring in a, what's that guy's name? Well, those are two that I'm starting with.
I like and Ross a lot.
You can bring J.J. Redick off the bench, and they can eat up that $47 million right there.
Well, so with if they don't have Tobias Harris, whose his salary next year would be something like $22 million, but obviously it changes over the course of the entire life of it. If they keep Butler and let go of Harris, they have like $29 million total in cap space. It's actually like $30 million now with Jonathan Simmons' contract off the books. So that's what you'd be looking at. You'd be looking at like $30 million to fill out the rest of your group there.
Okay. But if you were to sign Harris, he's going to eat up most of your cap money.
Right.
And it's going to be hard to fill in for the bench and so forth. I'd rather go the cheap way this way. Marcus Morris can play.
Yeah, he can.
He plays defense. So does Terrence Ross. He plays defense. Plus, he can hit the three. Why not go that way?
Well, they might. I mean, the possibility exists that they could do that, Cisco, but the problem then becomes, like, they could actually do that as well because you can go over the cap to sign your own guys so, as long as you're willing to pay the luxury tax and everything else. So if they wanted to do that, they could actually do something similar where they're able to sign these guys and then sign Butler and Harris and go over the cap. They just couldn't do it in reverse where they're signing Butler and Harris first and then going and getting these guys. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but you know, when you have your own free agents waiting around, someone else might come in and grab them.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, that's an idea that I have.
Okay, it's not bad, Cisco. Thanks for the phone call, man. Obviously, Morris, the local ties here, and he's a heck of a player as well. Ross, I know that Terrence Ross's name's come up an awful lot here over the course of the last 2 weeks as a piece that could come in and be an impact player, or at least a good piece off the bench for sure. We'll see. I mean, the problem is when you're looking at the Sixers and you're looking at the run it back strategy, there's a lot of money that's tied up. And that's what it is. It's a lot of money. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. Now, the good news is when you're hearing about the Sixers taking a meeting with Kawhi Leonard, or maybe getting a meeting with Leonard, you have the flexibility to decide what you're going to do afterwards, right? So, like, if you have a meeting and you get a commitment that Kawhi Leonard's going to sign with your team, you can do all of your cap clearing and jettisoning of players and everything like that, like, later. That's actually kind of what the Sixers, or I should say the Lakers, ran into a little bit when it comes to Anthony Davis. It's like, hey, you figure out that you can make the deal, and then you find a way to make it work from a numbers perspective later. So that's another possibility that exists out there. Joe in Harleysville is next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good evening, Joe.
Well, let me get you on speaker, Joe. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. Appreciate that.
I tune into you quite a bit during the week because the other station has like these rookies on there. Anyhow, here's why, in my opinion, Joe, the Phillies are bad. I'm going to give grades, and I'm going to take a whole lot of time.
Okay.
First base, I give Hoskins a B. Second base, C-. Shortstop, C at the moment. Third base, unless it's Kingery, A, B. And Quinn in the outfield is a D. Left field is a C. Harper's a C. Realmuto's a C. Which means, Joseph, that they are a C- batting order. And that's why they're bad. You and I could hit leadoff, and it wouldn't be any better.
Well, what Joe, do you think about Joe, that? You might have to start clearing your schedule. They've got so many leadoff hitters, they might actually call you. They might see what you're doing here to just.
Well, I used there. To play softball, Joe. It was pretty good, but
there you go.
But a while ago.
But you're right. The problem is that the hot lineup lasted for what, like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then after that it just kind of slid off, and we were thinking, okay, they're going to get more pitching. But with this team, the problem is that different things keep popping up at different times, where it's like, if they're hitting, they can't pitch, if they're pitching, they can't hit, and that's a sign of a really struggling team, because you can't string wins together that way.
Well, Joe, you mentioned they were very good early, and you know the old saying, the cream rises to the top. But what happens if the cream is not good? It goes down.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I think a lot of people just have to look at this team and say, you know what? They're not very good, because they are not very good.
No, and Joe, they haven't been for a little while now, too. Thanks for the phone call and the kind words. Really appreciate it. That is kind of a truth that's looking us in the face, is that there's only so long that a good baseball team can play badly before you have to start changing your definitions, right? Like, we were expecting the Eagles to turn it around literally at any point last year. We were thinking, oh, you know, they're too good to have these issues. They're too good. And then all of a sudden we're like, okay, well, maybe they're just an okay team. And then they go and obviously do what they do in the playoffs and all that. But at some point, like, we have to be flexible with our definitions. Like, we talk about how fearsome the Phillies lineup is and their batting order is, and then and you see that they're not hitting. Think, all right, well, is it that good? Like, I'm not saying that I regret the contract. I've heard people call in and say that they regret the contract already. But, like, you're brand new into Bryce Harper's 13-year deal, and Harper hasn't been lighting the world on fire. The question that I've been asking people legitimately is Andrew McCutchen, was he that important to this team? Like, literally, I know that he was super important. Was he so important that the batting order falls apart if he's not in it? I actually thought that early on that he was a luxury. I preferred to see him hitting at the bottom of the lineup, and I thought Segura would have been a really good leadoff hitter. Turns out, silly me, Andrew McCutchen's still a very, very good leadoff hitter and did exactly what you needed him to do at the top of the lineup. But the fact that he's not there, that means that Harper's not going to be able to see pitches, and the Phillies are going to start swinging on 3-0 stuff and dribble it to second base. Like, is this what's going to start happening?
You know, Joe, I think you made a really good point there when you changed definitions, because on paper, I think the thing that fits perfectly in this situation is the Minnesota Twins. On paper, they're not a great baseball team, but their record says they are. Right. And we've gotten to almost the halfway point of the season. They're a good baseball team.
Time to start changing that definition. For sure. I was thinking about that. I saw, was it like a week ago? I was like, they had 18 losses and 40 wins. I was like, what the hell is going on in Minnesota? Good team.
Yeah, I've been saying for a long time, I don't think they know they're a bad team yet. I think it's time to change that. I don't think the rest of us know how good they really are.
There you go. And unfortunately, I think the Phillies were pretty fearsome in terms of being a team that was incredibly well-respected throughout the league, despite the bullpen struggles, which, by the way, most teams in the league are having bullpen struggles. Don't get it twisted. But when you looked at the lineup, when you looked at the idea that Aaron Nola likely would bounce back from a subpar start, which at least today he did. Jake Arrieta, which, I mean, everybody's favorite punching bag, and vice versa. I mean, I think that when you look at this thing overall, we're looking at a team that does need some kind of an adjustment. Gabe Kapler certainly is going to be a part of that, where he's going to be trying to find things that fit together and everything else, right? I get that completely. I understand, and I think that it's a good idea. But at some point, the players have to be playing up to where you expect them to be, too. And that's the frustrating part, is that, you know, we just haven't seen the Phillies put together a consistent, sustained team effort over the course of any length of time. Like, when the pitching staff comes together, it's when the bats dry up. Like, it's like a movie. It's like a sports or baseball cliche that you would see in a movie. That's what it's turned into at this point. 610-632-0975, your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. Can reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Steering the conversation back towards the Philadelphia 76ers, Elton Brand was talking about how important it is, and this kind of lends itself to the second round picks conversation that we were having about why that's important. And he says that there is a plan. Tyler, this is the one where he's talking about the Sixers being in win now mode, and the timeline for the plan making sense.
You know, again, championship aspirations, a lot of young guys, the youth movement. I don't see that team win a championship. But Cap, you know, we need flexibility. I need every dollar that I can get. So that's what a lot of those trades is about, making sure we have enough money, you know, so we can go into free agency and get the players we need. And we need talent. And, you know, we actually pushed picks into the future that are very valuable. Like I said, there's some trades we can't talk about yet, but we got some really great value out of those, and it'll make sense soon.
It will make sense soon. What do you think that means, by the way? See, to me, that suggests that he has awareness of what's going to happen. Whether it's Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler re-sign, there's a meeting that they're super excited about, something like that. Like, the Woj's report, and I don't know if Elton Brand would be getting out over his skis in terms of saying, oh yeah, well, like, us getting a meeting with Kawhi Leonard would dictate, you know, our draft strategy. But, like, at some point in the NBA, with it being such a superstar-driven league, you almost have to kind of swing for the fences that way, right? Like, you look at what the Lakers did and what the Knicks are doing and everything. Like, you almost have to operate under the assumption that you're trying to make a nice, soft, comfortable landing spot for everybody who would potentially come and be a franchise-changing superstar. Like, you almost have to operate as though that's going to happen. So I am like I said, will not crush Elton Brand for this because of that quote specifically last night, where it's like it'll all make sense soon. I've been on the roller coaster ride, though. If you heard it yesterday, I said, wait on the trade back. Just hold on. Sit tight. And then when the pick 32 was made, I was like, all right, they're going to have a chance at Carson Edwards. They're going to have a chance at Bol Bol. It's going to be fine, whatever. There's only so many players in between then. And when Edwards went at 33, that's when I was like, okay, well, if you were holding back your panic before, you're free to panic now. Like you're free to freak out. And by the way, it seemed to me like the Sixers did. Like, you ever have the opportunity? I see it all the time in movies. I rarely see it in real life. I want to see it more in real life, where the racehorse that everybody picks loses, and everybody tears up their tickets and throws them in the air, and it's like, this is garbage. You know what I mean? I pictured that in the Sixers draft room last night. I pictured that when Carson Edwards went 33, and the Sixers were like, we don't even want this pick now. We don't even need 34. We're just going to move on. And look, you talk about young guys. Carson Edwards is a young guy, okay? But he's 21. He's not 18. He's not some of these guys at the top. And by the way, I'm not saying that the Pelicans are going to win anything. I'm saying they've got an interesting team, and their centerpiece is going to be an 18-year-old guy. Might not win a whole lot, but we have seen these guys take on additional responsibility when they get to the NBA beyond just like where they were before. 610-632-0975. And in college, you can be part of a well-oiled machine. For example, Zion Williamson was not the leading scorer at Duke. RJ Barrett was the leading scorer at Duke. Ja Morant wasn't a 30-point-per-game guy at Murray State. He's got a chance to be a 30-point-per-game guy in the NBA. Their college games aren't always the same. And that's actually why, on the Sixers side, I'm excited about Matisse Thybulle. It's because you saw what he did early on in his career. I actually had the opportunity to call one of Thybulle's games when Penn traveled to Washington. And Thybulle was a freshman at the time. Incredibly talented guy and a good shooter. Man-to-man defender, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, 3 years later, 4 years later, his role and his responsibility changed at Washington to not be as much of an offensive force and to focus more on defense, but also within the context of the zone, the 2-3 zone. Does that mean that all of those gifts and all those tools just go away? That he can't do that anymore? Like, I watched Kawhi Leonard at San Diego State, and the defensive skills were obvious. The physical talent was obvious. The offensive game was way, way, way into the future. That was a big-time projection. And it worked out. That's why I'm excited about Matisse Thybulle overall as a Sixer. So that's why I wanted to lay that out as clearly as I possibly could. To say, you know what, this is a player that I think fits exactly what the Sixers were looking for. So to hear me say, I'm just okay on the draft, it's not to say that I'm not happy with the player that they came away with. It's more like the operation by which they ended up getting this guy. I think bottom line, if it were up to me, I would have just called Danny Ainge's bluff. I would have tried to move up if you think that there are other teams sniffing around Thybulle. Say, all right, well, I'll give you a second-round pick. What do you want? He'll say 33. I say 34. If he says 33 is the game-breaker, and if it's not 33, all right. Let's see if you're willing to take him or if somebody else is so hot on this guy that they're going to take him. It's a dangerous game to play, and especially if you identify this guy as like the fourth or fifth guy on your draft board, then okay. But outside of that, you know, that's where I have those questions about should this have happened? Should it have happened this way? Especially considering the team's behavior in the second round of the draft, which is how I circle back around to that. Your phone number to hop aboard the conversation, 610-632-0975. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm also intrigued big time, as I should be, as you should be as well, by Adrian Wojnarowski saying that the Sixers could be in the mix for a meeting with Kawhi Leonard. For the record, Kawhi Leonard is a paper shredder when it comes to whatever your offseason plans were. It's like LeBron James last year. Doesn't matter what you were planning on doing. Doesn't matter what your draft strategy was. Doesn't matter what your two-year plan was. If Kawhi Leonard is coming and he's interested in playing for your team, you do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to secure that guy's services as you continue to push towards an NBA championship. So the fact that that meeting has actually occurred and the fact that he is going to... that he might be interested in taking a meeting with the Sixers doesn't mean that you're going to sign him. But if you get into the building and you can have that conversation and he's impressed by playing you, he's impressed with Elton Brand, there's obviously some tie with the Spurs and Brett Brown, it adds up that, you know, there's a possibility that this thing could come together for the Sixers. And if that's the case, and if that's what Elton Brand's talking about and saying, hey, this will all make sense soon, then I feel way better than I did coming out of the draft headquarters last night at like 1 a.m. Smith and Philly's next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Smith? Smith, you there?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, I want to just address one thing that Elton Brand said about we necessarily don't need young pieces going forward, everything for the second round pick that he gave away.
Right.
I didn't understand that for the simple fact, what's the point of our G League team? Why can't we send these guys to the G League for a little while? I understand we want cap space and everything, but at some point you still need young guys, you know, 2-3 years from now when all these guys are up for contract extensions again.
Right.
That's where you're supposed to have those young guys that were there that have team options that could fill in, and you've been, you know, using them in your developmental league. I was kind of confused about saying that. So it looked like we don't really have any young guys, you know, 23 and under, 22 and under that we can put in our feeder system and expect to be a part of this team 2 years from now.
Well, Smith, I think honestly, when you look at Elton Brand's kind of timeline, he's looking at the next 2 years, say, as like a championship window. And I might think that personally and like selfishly, he might be thinking, hey, if we don't deliver a championship in the next 2 years or so, I might be gone anyway. Like, it might be something where he's looking at it and loading up and saying, all right, we've got to do everything that we can to push right now while we can.
If he says real quick, my response to that is, then why not shoot for the fences when you're swing for the fences when you want to go in the draft? If that's the case, why not go, you know, high risk, high reward guys instead of safe picks? If that is the mentality.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. So, like, did you have somebody in mind that they could have gotten at the spot that they didn't, or just generally speaking?
I would say at least with that 57th pick, I believe. Mm-hmm. There's no way, me personally, and by the way, I love Mayock. I saw him at Virginia, and I saw him, you know, Iowa and everything. But there's no way, if that is the case, the mentality, a guy like a raw young talent like Naz Reid or Lewis King, those two guys I might grab. And again, put those guys in your G League system. They're 19 right. years old. They're 6'9 and 6'10 that can play multiple positions. And you just work, you know, let them develop, you know, and they can possibly become some versus the 22-year-old guy that pretty much is who he is. But I understand you might want to go for the win now situation. But win now also has to have what – if you don't win now, it needs to be, a contingency plan.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Smith, I hear you, man. Thanks for the phone call. That's the thing. I always like the idea of building for now while also keeping an eye on the future. At some point, though, like I have to admit, I admire Elton Brand's singular focus and being like, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what we need to do. Although I'm with you. Like, growing and developing, especially as the G League becomes more of a developmental system for the NBA, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. 610-632-0975, your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. It is the Joe Torti Show. Tyler Zuli's producing. We've got another 35 minutes of content coming your way next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Friends Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Are your carpets filled with memories, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from. Right now, with free installation on any purchase of $5.99 or more, all by licensed local pros, backed for life. Today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $5.99 minimum purchase required, typically $6.99. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through August 28, 2019.
Get set for summer at Macy's One Day Sale. With deals of the day priced so low, you don't need a coupon. Like designer sandals. So many styles, 30 to 50% off. The cutest kids and baby looks are 60% off. Save 70% on sterling silver jewelry. Prep for the perfect vacay. With Springfield 5-piece luggage set, $69.99. And check out this online only deal. Colorful swimwear for everyone is 50% off. Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Visit Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have. Low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Jeep Celebration Sales Event is happening now at Vidion Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit their spectacular showroom on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square or shop online 24-7 at Vidion.com.
Sports Talk, Glenn Mills, and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Hanging out together until midnight, so we got a half an hour left together. 610-632-0975, your phone number to hop aboard. Coming up in 20 minutes' time, we've got one more thing. Tyler Zuli is producing. Talking Sixers draft, talking Phillies loss, talking free agency, and of course, Summer League and the opening of free agency just days away now at this point. Eagles lurking in the periphery as well. We'll get to all of that in the coming days here as well. Let's go to Evan in Baltimore next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Evan?
Yo, Joe. Long time, man. How you been, bud?
Been great, man. How are you?
Been better.
I hear that.
All right. Listen, the 2018 Phillies are back with a vengeance, man. I was talking to John last night about it. I called in. And I told him, and he said I was crazy. And I told him, I said, the 2018 Phillies are coming back with a vengeance. I don't know what's going on, Joe.
I have a pretty good idea. Nobody's pitching. Nobody's hitting. Manager's making some tough decisions. You know what I mean? It's brutal. Well, it's tough.
You summed it up right there. It's brutal. And, I mean, you have to go back to the manager. You have to go back to the manager because he keeps making the same bonehead decisions. I'll be honest. It started with when McCutcheon went down. So if you really want to go back, you want to pinpoint where they're at right now, it's because of Segura. It's because he didn't run it out. If we saw McCutcheon, I guarantee you, we wouldn't be in the same position that we are. But because Gabe didn't take a hold, I feel like it's like cattle being run loose.
No, right? Look, Evan, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but how come it's McCutcheon that made the entire team fall apart?
All right, so... So the one thing that baseball doesn't do that the NFL does and NBA does is they don't allow you to go into, like, practices. They don't allow you to kind of – it's kind of, like, closed off. So we really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And maybe McCutcheon was that ultimate leader. Mm. Many guys looked up to him, and now that he's gone, nobody wants to step up because he was the only one doing it. We'll never know, but it seems like that's just where they're at. They have no leadership. They're lost. They have no identity. They don't know who they are, and you, like I said, you got to go back to Gabe. It starts with your leader. If you want to go back further, it starts with your other leader, Matt Klentak, because obviously they thought that they had something in their pitching, and they're obviously wrong. But nobody is pointing the blame, and nobody's being held accountable. I mean, Gabe's press conference tonight was ridiculous yet again and made no sense. He's praising dudes that shouldn't be praised. I don't understand.
You don't understand is about, Evan, thanks. That's about the summary of the Philadelphia Phillies season. I don't understand. Because it started out flying so high. Not unlike the 2018 Phillies, like Evan said. But, I mean, doesn't it just feel different, though? Like, that was such a pleasant surprise with that squad. This was more of like the Phillies have borderline arrived. And now there's a departure that's just as fast.
Yeah, that team last year was, every time they'd win a series or win a couple games, it was like, wow, this team could really get us to the Eagles season. This team this year was supposed to be a legitimate playoff contender, and they are sinking fast.
I mean, like, the problem is, people are like, oh, there's plenty of time. Every game counts, though. Like, the ones here count just as much as the ones at the end of the season. It's not like if you win 8 of 10 by the end that you're in. Like,
every game counts even more so when you're in a 22-game stretch against all NL East teams.
That are all the teams that you're competing against for the division lead, like the Braves, have been spanking the Marlins. Like, just for the record. Like, that's the other problem. Like, these are the games that you need to keep pace, especially if it's going to be a coin flip at best going against these teams head-to-head. Really frustrating. Brian and Paoli's next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Okay, not bad. How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So I'm calling because, you know, I'm listening in. I hear us talking draft. I hear us talking free agency. But I'm one of those people. I love college basketball. I love the draft typically. Mm-hmm. But as a Sixers fan this year, I didn't really even think about it. I didn't get frustrated last night. My younger brother was, like, texting me all night. What are they doing? I think we're still, a lot of us as Sixers fans, caught up in that old process mentality that, like, this is how we're going to build our team. We did that. We got Embiid. We got Simmons. We now have the opportunity to bring in some superstars. And I'm not even thinking, like, yes, would it be great to develop some players long-term? But as you said earlier, I think they're thinking 2 or 3 years down the road and maybe fifth guy off the bench is what these players are hoping are going to be. But it's not worth the excitement or frustration around them.
So overall, then, what did you take away from the draft, Brian? You feel good about it?
I feel fine. I wasn't as worried about the draft this year.
Okay.
I know it's a weird thing to say, but like I took it as they got a player to play that I think they're confident is going to give them some defensive stopping ability and help them late in games get stops. I think maybe they're thinking about Dyer Smith and think he'll come along after that crazy year last year. And they're really worried about the cap and getting making sure they have the right money to get the right players. That's what I'm excited for.
Well, so they're definitely going to be veteran-focused now, Brian, and that's what Elton Brand talked about. He said that that's going... The truth is, and Brian, you've seen it, I've seen it, young players don't win championships in the NBA. They can be exciting, they can put up numbers, but when push comes to shove, you see the veteran teams year in and year out in the NBA playoffs just slow down these super talented, super exciting teams, and that's why it's the same names there at the end every single year.
Exactly. I agree with you on that 100%.
All right, Brian. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. And that's what we're getting into, man. Like, it's... The tough part is that, yeah, you see all these guys that you like in the draft. And don't get me wrong, building through the draft works in a lot of sports, basketball included, if you get the right guys. But the timeline has to be right as well. And when you look at guys like Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid for a completely different reason, Jimmy Butler, not on the same timeline as 18, 19, 20-year-old guys. So Tyler's putting up the divisional records against the Marlins. And you can really see where the haves and the have-nots are in terms of this has kind of been like the measuring stick series for like the contenders, pretenders for the Marlins. The Braves are 8-1 against Miami. The Mets are 5-3, so are the Phillies, and the Nats are 4-4. So the Marlins are bad. You should be dropping one or two games to them. If the Phillies are 7-2, we're not really talking about this. Or 7-1, we're not really talking about this. And there's an opportunity to get up to, like, how many games left in this series? They got two more?
Two more.
So you have the chance to get to, 7-3. That's good. Are you going to get there? You had Aaron Nola pitch you eight gem innings, and you were only able to put up one run.
And Velasquez tomorrow and De Los Santos on Sunday. Kind of scary.
Hard to get excited. Hard to get excited about it. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. Reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. Cam York, the Flyers selection in the NHL draft that's going on today. The USA under-18 team had 65 points in 63 games. Pretty good defender with a very high upside. Is something that, I don't know if Flyers fans expected a defenseman to be taken. Now, granted, this cupboard's going to kind of be empty in the next couple of years here as you watch these guys develop and get called up to the big league club. But if you're going to go defense in that spot, especially after trading back, and there are some good forwards still on the board, the fact that they went defense tells you how strongly they feel about this guy. So, like, there are people that I saw on Twitter that are frustrated with the fact that the Flyers didn't get Caulfield or didn't get some of these highly skilled scoring wingers and forwards. Just keep that in mind. Chuck Fletcher, I thought, made a good move to move back, recoup the second-round pick that you gave up in the Justin Braun trade, or a second-round pick, so you're back in that round at least. And they still felt so strongly about this guy that with the forwards on the board, they took him. Just keep that in mind. I think Chuck Fletcher's done a pretty interesting job so far. He's already been active in like the evaluation phase is over. He's been in the action phase. Kevin Hayes and all of the other things that he's done this offseason, moving up and down the draft board. Justin Braun, we just talked about. Matt Niskanen moving out Radko Gudas. If you like the move so far, give it a chance. If not, feel free to flip the table. 610-632-0975. Your final segment with me coming up in a matter of moments. We have one more thing, and we'll take a walk around the show, see how we got here right here. Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Who's the largest Ford dealer in the tri-state area? Fred Beam's Ford. They sell more trucks because they have more trucks. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2019 F-150. That's right, 0% APR, 72 months. In Boyertown, Langhorne, Doylestown, Westchester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. FredBeam'sFord.com. Based on 2018 Ford truck sales, $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. To qualify customers with approved credit, through Ford credit. Not available in Raptor. End 6/30/19.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you like piña coladas, get wild.
Spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
You like piña coladas.
Bounty, the quicker picker-up.
Men, there is a new, revolutionary treatment for erectile dysfunction. And the best part? Absolutely no medication involved. If you are about to buy Viagra or Cialis at your local pharmacy, stop. You do not have to. Forge Medical Group's board-certified medical director and team is offering the newest, safe, wave therapy technology that can restore your love life without the use of pills. No injections, no surgery. Listen to what our patients are saying.
Visiting your clinic was the best choice I've made. Wish I had come years ago.
No doctor could help me. Forge Medical has changed my life.
The treatment was easy. Forge Medical Group is working with men to put them back in the game.
Our guarantee to you, there is absolutely no pill and no injection. This is a completely new ED treatment. Appointments fill fast. Call now, 610-632-8181. That's 610-632-8181. Call 610-632-8181.
Warm weather is here, and that means one thing, yard season. Lucky for you, Hullett's True Value has everything you need to bring your yard up to snuff. Big plants, small plants, perennials, annuals, Hullett's has it. Planters, mulch, topsoil, sand, Hullett's has it. Need delivery? Hullett's has it. Pavers, pottery, pesticide, Hullett's has it. Gas grills, charcoal grills, smokers, Hullett's has it. Path lights, fire pits, patio furniture, Hullett's has it. Yard games, garden art, equipment rentals, Hullett's has it. Hand tools, power tools, garden tools, yep, Hullett's has it. Need an expert to talk you through your project? Need one of those moon bouncy thingies? Need to find everything on your list for a great price, all under one roof? Guess what? Hullett's has it. In fact, there's just one thing that Hullett's doesn't have. Enough time left in this commercial to tell you about everything else they have. So head into Hullett's True Value today on Ridge Pike and Lafayette Hill. Your destination for everything outdoors. If you need it, Hullett's has it.
Philadelphia, the greatest sports city in the world. You are listening to the home of the Sixers, Flyers, and the best sports talk radio on the planet. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Coming up in five more minutes, it is One More Thing, but until then, it's your phone call, 610-632-0975. We're just going to get right to the phones right now, so everybody gets in. Max in Allentown's next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Max?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I called around this time last week after the Braves game, and I could just see the writing on the wall with this team, and losing so demoralizing. You know, you're going to have a dry run. But, you know, that happens. But Kapler exacerbated it by messing around with this lineup. Mm. And there's no coincidence that in this, they lost 8 out of 9 games, they stranded 40 runners. The lineup is not conducive to scoring runs. When you move Harper to number one and Hoskins to number two, who's there to get on base so these guys can knock them in? Because Hoskins had what, 2 or 3 doubles tonight. There's nobody on base,
right?
You know? And the thing is, Scott Kingery should be your leadoff guy.
Yeah, I agree with the way that he's playing. He's a guy who could get on base and be driven in. What a novel concept!
It's unbelievable that Kapler cannot see that. And then with Segura, he slumped as soon as he took him out of the two hole. Move him back to the two hole, put Harper back at 3, Hoskins at 4, and Jay Bruce at 5, and Realmuto 6. And then who cares what he does with the 7-8
right.
Hole hitters.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you're in the Cesar Hernandez, Sean Rodriguez, like that kind of range, it doesn't matter anyway.
Nah, just have them bunt. You know, those guys are killing you anyway. They're in trouble. And I don't know if this team could survive until the All-Star break, to be quite honest. There's got to be a change. Kapler has lost me. I mean, he's lost me completely. Yeah. At the end of the year, I was pretty much done with him. And to give him another chance this year, big mistake. I mean, this guy, doesn't get it.
That sigh right there, Max, thanks for the phone call. That sums it up for a lot of people. I think that is the case. That sums it up for a lot of people so far. John and Ben Salem's next on The Fanatic. What's going on, John?
Hey, good evening, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I want to first give a quick shout-out. You guys get me through a lot of tough nights at work, Monday through Friday, second shift, so props to you.
Thanks for hanging out with us, John. Appreciate that.
Thank you for doing such a great job. But to get to my Flyers point, you made a great comment a few minutes ago on the radio saying that if you have your hands on the table and you're going to flip it, go ahead. Speaking about GM Fletcher, I was not happy about the hiring. I have my reservations about him. Can you talk me off the ledge? Because I can't get the idea of him running Minnesota into the ground a little bit happening to us. Hextall left the cupboard very well stocked, and I just had this fear of him seeing that as an opportunity to run rampant. And,
sure.
Can you help, calm my nerves? Flyers fans don't get a lot of talk on the radio, and we're at a precipice of great things, and
am I wrong to be so, not negative, but suspicious, maybe is the word I'm looking for, suspicious of Fletcher? And can you elaborate? And well, have a great weekend, too, guys.
Oh, thank you, John. I really appreciate that. Yeah, sure. So what I'll say about Chuck Fletcher and any GM that comes in after a very conservative GM is that it is natural that sometimes you see these guys go above and beyond the other way in order to show that they're different from the previous GM. So Ron Hextall, very conservative in terms of bringing guys along slowly and that sort of thing. Chuck Fletcher, with a pretty decently stocked cupboard, I don't get the impression that he's just going to be firing picks away and firing players away. The question is, what has he done so far that you really don't like? You know, I think for a lot of people, you look at it and you say, all right, well, there's not all that much that I don't care about or that I don't like that Chuck Fletcher's done. You know, there's the Matt Niskanen trade, which is probably my least favorite move of them. I don't really love that move. But with Kevin Hayes, it's a long term and a lot of money, and you don't have any of that expansion draft action that you could potentially get out of that if it doesn't work out. But that's kind of the cost if you're going to trade for a guy who's going to hit the open market. Like, that's almost what it costs to get it done. So overall, what I would say if you're trying to talk yourself off the ledge is that moves have been made already. What do you think of them? If you hate them, then okay, then maybe you've got a problem. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't see anything yet that I'm thinking, oh, man, this is a franchise-altering, franchise-busting trade. John and Ewing's next on the Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you are you?
Going great, thanks.
We'll talk about Harper.
Yep.
How does he not get the blame for what's going on?
It's like one for five today, right?
This was supposed to be the guy, because the problem is that he is not this superstar that everybody thinks he is. You take out that MVP season that he had a few years back with the Nationals, he's an average ball player. His stats are 250, 26, and 89. That's what they paid $330 million for?
Well, so part of it's, like you said, part of it's the run production. Like, in terms of hitting for average, I agree. He's not somebody that lights the world on fire.
He's supposed to be the Philly that carries the lineup during times like this, and he is not that guy. He's not that guy. Mm. He has no support in that lineup as well, which I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. But he is not. He's not Mike Trout. He's not Aaron Judge. He's not 337, 110. He's not that kind of guy. You look at his numbers through his career, he's not that kind of guy.
No, well, I agree with you, John, but and thanks for the phone call, man. I just want to get as many calls as we can in here. I don't know if anybody expected him to be that guy when he signed the contract, right? We expected him to be between, Tyler, what, 260 and 280? Like, is that what we're...
Yeah, I mean, on the high end, but that's the thing. The people that expected high average are the people that don't watch baseball.
Right. I mean, he's always been a strikeouts power hitter. Like, this is what... We saw it with Ryan Howard. Were you expecting Ryan Howard to hit for average for his entire career?
The home runs are a bigger issue than the averages.
Well, he had, like...
The lack thereof.
He had, like, 9 in the first, like, 2 weeks or something like that, 3 weeks, and it's really slowed down. Really slowed down. So, that's a problem, too. Stan and Broomall is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Stan.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
It's crazy because I was going to call in and really just talk about the Sixers, but I got to tell you, man, I'm not even a baseball guy, but they've been killing me lately, man. Like, to lose 2-1, like, I'm leaving Hawaii, and they had it on the TV in the lobby, and as I'm leaving, I'm just like, they can't lose to the Marlins, and I know it's Chase Utley, you know, night, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So, like, it just seems like every time bad things are happening in Philadelphia, it always comes in all four sports. Now, in this situation, the Eagles are kind of out of the limelight, so nobody's talking about anything.
Right.
You got the Flyers. Everybody's still down about them. And then the Sixers with the draft last night I'm about to touch on. And then the Phillies losing. It just always seems like it's always like some type of an avalanche. But real quick on the Sixers.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you, and you can answer and you can let me go from there. I'm hearing things about them being interested in Al Horford. And I just don't understand how that matches and how that comes together. Now, we both know Al Horford is not looking to be nobody's backup at this point, right?
Right.
So if you're going to get Al Horford, that means you're not signing somebody. Now, you got three guys, JJ, Jimmy, and Tobias. And I was hearing that, okay, they brought back Tobias and Jimmy, and they had that money left over, and they were going to go after somebody. It might be Al Horford. And I'm like, so you're telling me you're looking at a lineup of Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, Al Horford, and Embiid. It's like, that's really big. and the lack of shooting. And I know Horford can shoot a little bit, but it's like, I don't know how I feel about that. You know, so I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, Stan, I think that you've got good instincts there. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I'm up against it. I think you got good instincts. I think that if those reports are accurate, I don't get them. I would anticipate, though, that the Sixers might just be trying to mess with the Celtics a little bit by saying that they're interested. I'd be surprised about that fit. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is back Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are free, but you do have to have a ticket to get in. Some Fan Fest events so far, all of our Fanatic hosts on site, as well as Sal Powell, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, and Mark Zumoff. Bikini Beach is back. It's a tropical oasis built in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot, created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Plus, there'll be a very special feature added to the beach this year. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles, luxury rentals. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest, both by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. For a great team-building experience like no other, visit them at OneExitMobileEscapeRoom.com. Golf Simulator from Linfield National Golf 364 with the closest to the pin contest. One lucky listener will win a football trip for two to the away game in Miami with Anthony Gargano, including flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame, tailgate, and tickets, courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. Plus, we are giving away a wave runner courtesy of DHY Motorsports. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And special thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, and Ram. Online at turnersvillejeep.com. And DHY Motorsports, making summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. One more thing, we'll have to wait until next week. Thank you very much to everybody who called and tweeted in. My co-host for this evening, Tyler Zuli, thank you for being a warrior and sticking with me. Joe Torti, I'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow for Philadelphia Soul Football in Columbus. Looking forward to talking to you from there. It is the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.